Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CMN Momentum 2020 Online is the unique event for ministry-minded Catholics. Join us July 15th and 16th and jumpstart your good work for God. This two-day event offers best practice conference presenters and a virtual trade show. Also included are film screenings, music guests, and even a pro-life voter town hall. CMN is where Catholic businesses and nonprofits, leaders and volunteers, are empowered with practical hope and help during these hard times. Visit CatholicMarketing.com and register today. Your Catholic organization can join Catholic Marketing Network so you and four members of your team can attend Momentum 2020 for free. In addition to free access, a $75 CMN membership provides year-round benefits for Catholic schools, nonprofits, church fundraising teams, retailers, and more. Visit CatholicMarketing.com and register, and get ready to build professional and personal momentum.
The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. That's Jesus saying that to you and to me. If you're listening to this and you've had that encounter with Jesus, and you know in your heart of hearts, your deepest part of your soul and your spirit, that the way to heaven is through Jesus Christ, that he died for our sins, his mercy is ever abundant, and all he wants to do is draw people to him so that they can go to heaven, then we are called to be laborers. Jesus is begging us to go help people. I have left it all behind, and sometimes I wonder, are people even listening? Do people even, like, listen and get it? And is this touching their heart? Is it bringing them closer to God? I don't know. In some cases, I do. In some cases, I don't. But it doesn't matter, because I'm laboring for him. I am doing my best to be as vulnerable as possible with the world to help not only you, but to help share my trials and tribulations and my struggles, because it only helps me dive deeper. I practice what I preach. There are times when I say things on this podcast in particular, and I go out into the world and I am faced with exactly what I've just preached to people on the podcast. And I'm not sitting here as this, you know, holier than thou person. Let me just tell you, I struggle. And when I sit here, I'm thinking, wow, I'm just faced with the exact same thing I was talking to people about this morning. I guess I better do what I said, you know, like practice what you preach. It's amazing how sometimes I can hear my own self talking to myself. It's really God, of course, but I do practice what I preach. Trust me on that. So when I hear the laborers are few, I think about how many people are out there busting their butts for Black Lives Matter, sharing things on social media for an organization that is quite anti-Christian, if you ask me. Don't take my word for it. Go to the Black Lives Matter page, their website, and go to About and read about how they want to destroy the nuclear family and so many things. It's insane. Read it for yourself and ask God, is this truly something that you want me to back, to get behind? Because a lot of times we don't even know what we're going out and helping promote, but we do know Jesus, right? If you have had that encounter and all of the things that I said, you know that Jesus is our Savior. Why aren't we out there sharing that more? I'm not asking you to leave your job and to be a full-time evangelist like myself. I'm asking you to do the small things. Maybe you can share a Bible verse on social instead of a black background meme supporting Black Lives Matter. Maybe instead of posting political things and getting in angry fights, You could put some love out there on social media and promote Jesus. Maybe you can print out or buy prayer cards. Some gentleman, he was like a grandpa's age, came up to me, and yes, this was in church, but it was in my early journey. He walked by me and handed me this, it's like the size of 2 business cards, and it says, stacked on top of each other lengthwise, "I said a prayer for you today" on the front, and the back says, "I said a prayer for you today, and I know God must have heard. I felt the answer in my heart, although he spoke no word. I didn't ask for wealth or fame. I knew you wouldn't mind. I asked him to send treasures of a far more lasting kind. I asked that he'd be near you at the start of each new day, to grant you health and blessings and friends to share your way. I asked for happiness for you in all things great and small, but it was for his loving care I prayed the most of all." I mean, we can print out little things, take them up to Kinko's or to Office Max, and have them handy in our purses. People are out there campaigning for the presidency, which, yes, is very important in our country. There's no doubt about that. And people also donate their time for other causes. But let's remember that Jesus is the most important cause. To bring people to him and to share our own experiences with him and how we came to understand the truth is so important. We are going to be asked when we die, how many people did you bring with you? And you don't need to bring them all the way up there. Just handing a prayer card, or maybe it's a made rosary, or maybe it's just saying, you know what, I don't know, God just put in my heart that I need to pray for you, so I'm going to pray for you to someone at the grocery store. But we have to bring Jesus into it, our love into it. Yes, you can make someone's day with a smile. Yes, you can be nice, and it impacts them. But when you tie in Jesus, your faith, or your impact, or the impact, I should say, that Jesus has had on you, it ties it to Jesus. Not just, hey, that guy or gal at the grocery store was really nice and made my day. That compliment was wonderful. That's still good. But to say, I'm going to pray for you, might just change their world. Wow, somebody I don't know is going to pray for me. That's so cool. I don't even know what prayer is. I don't have God in my life. Wow, that's amazing. So that's all I'm asking, is for us to be those laborers for God, to do things out there in the world, regardless of the backlash or the blowback that we could possibly get. What's the worst that can happen? The worst thing that's ever happened to me on social media is somebody, you know, coming on to a YouTube comment or something and saying that Islam is the way, you know, the Muslim religion is superior to Jesus Christ. And I just look at it and I read it and I pray for that person and then I delete it. I mean, that's what I do. I don't keep horrible things and comments on Facebook or around me. But I do know that there are people who don't believe and who might think I'm a Jesus freak. There's a guy that occasionally comes out and says, "Who cares? I don't even know who he is." And I'll put a video out there and he'll be like, "Who cares?" Well, I do. And maybe someone who's watching this might be in the, you know, depths of despair in their lives, and may just call out to God. So while you don't care and you don't have any, maybe it is touching him. I don't know, right? I don't know who or how, what I say or what I do, when that seed might take root and might start to germinate. And that guy has sent two messages out twice. Maybe a year from now, he's like, well, maybe I should care because my life isn't getting any better on my own. I'm still miserable. I'm still an addict. I'm still this. I'm still that. And I'm sorry I'm going on and on here, but I truly believe that so many of us spend a lot of time supporting other people and we don't support Jesus. We don't get out there and try to spread his love and draw people to salvation, which is the most important. It's more important than our families, than our jobs. Our lives, our eternal lives, are not only at stake for ourselves, but for others, because we have been called to go share the good news. And if you're not comfortable sharing it with your mouth, with strangers, hand out little cards. They don't even have to have the big long saying, just, I feel like I need to pray for you today. Maybe you put a website out there, right? Maybe you do donate your time to a pro-life organization or to your church. But really, let's try to get beyond where people are already flocking, right? Who may already be in the herd of Christianity. It's the world that I look at right now, and the anger and the fear and the anxiety and the polarizing difference between the evil that is going to show its face in so many ways in the very near future. And people are going to want to run to God. I do believe that now is the time. We hear quite a bit about God. Regardless of how you feel about President Trump, you can see him out there mentioning God all the time. That is what this country was originally based on. Freedom of religion. In God we trust. Under God's rule, under God's law. Law and order isn't just police. Law and order are God's rules. How you treat one another. It's amazing when you think about how much God has been stifled and muzzled and shoved into oblivion, right? I mean, it's just been put out of conversation. And when you bring up God, I would say it's a heck of a lot easier to bring God into the world now than it was even 5 years ago before President Trump got into office. I'm telling you, I've been there, done that. I'm sure you have too. My road has only been a little over 7 years. But in the beginning, it was a lot harder to talk about God than it is right now. And I want to thank President Trump for that. Because a world without God is a world of evil, hate, selfishness, anger, fear. It's not a world that I particularly enjoy. So I'm trying to bring Jesus into the world, bring God into people's minds and hearts so that they just drop that seed so that they can, kind of think about it and flip it around in their head a little bit. And maybe a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, they say, well, what about God? Because again, I truly believe, and you mark my words, there are many of you that I'm pretty sure are on the same path. Evil is going to show its face in blatant ways. People are going to be shocked at what certain people have done to other human beings. Crimes against humanity are going to flip your lid. And they're coming out soon. They're coming out soon, people. And it's going to be those folks that a lot of us have held in high esteem, have wanted to be like them. And all of a sudden, we are going to see what they have done to children and basically worshiping Satan. I'm going to leave it at that because that's a whole other topic. But these people are evil and they have no regard for humanity. They have no love for us. It's all about their own power, their own money. That's all it's about. And that's evil. Evil, power, prestige, money. Me, 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 me. I could care less about you. If it doesn't impact me, I don't want to have anything to do with that. I'll just turn a blind eye. So let's get out there in some way, every day, not just this is today's podcast. Every day, let's pray to God. Lord, please put somebody in my way today who I can talk to you about. Whether it's handing out a card, saying God bless you, that's another way. Have a blessed day, buying that person behind you in the Starbucks line their coffee, but telling the person that hands it, this is what I've done. I look at the person that's going to give them the coffee. I say, please, you have got to say, have a blessed day, so that they know it's some sort of, hopefully they know it's some sort of Christian up there, or at least a religious person who's passing their love on. And it's not just pay it forward. There's a reason behind it. It's showing the love of Jesus. Maybe it's even better to say, this is from Jesus. That's even better. I like that. I'm going to use that one next time. Okay. We are called to be disciples, make disciples, share the love of God. Think about how often you share other things, you support other causes. And the most important cause is to save souls. Most importantly are the ones in our families. But beyond that, we're going to be asked, how many souls did you bring with you? And think about how wonderful it will be when you get up to heaven and somebody comes and greets you and says, I am here because of you. Because of that thing that you said to me. Because of that story that you were so vulnerable to share with me. Because of that invitation to go to church with you. Because of this, because of that, because of this, because of that. How incredible will that be? And how happy will God be as he looks at you and says, my good and faithful servant. Go be that laborer today. Go be the light. Go be the love that so many people are seeking in all the wrong places and all the wrong people. All right, everyone. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.